This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what it looks like to disown Christ. Recently, we talked about the cost of being in denial. We addressed the summer surge of the coronavirus and how face coverings are the number one weapon against spreading the virus, even when an infected person comes in close contact with another. Given this overwhelming evidence, there are some politicians who deny this fact and who oppose a mask mandate. The Republican Senate is pushing for more money to do more testing and contact tracing, but the White House is objecting to this. Denial of the truth doesn't make the truth go away. When we turn to the scriptures, we recalled how Jesus foretold Peter in Luke 22 that he would later deny him. When I explored the various versions of this passage, in some instances the word disown was used instead of deny. In Matthew 25:40, Christ teaches us, "As you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." In today's society, the least among us are seen as the helpless, the powerless, the working poor, or our revered frontline workers. When we deny the truth about life-saving measures that serve the greater good because we have become more self-serving, we disown Christ. Said another way, when we disown them, we disown Him. Is there an instance in your life where you now overlook the least among you? If so, remember these words, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." 2 Timothy 1:7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, see Him in them.